Okay, today's daf is Ksubas Daf Yud Dalet, and what we'll talk about today is various issues relating to a Kohen getting married and who a Kohen is allowed to marry and some other tshuvas that come up relating to marriage. This has to do with, of course, today's daf, Almanas Issa. What exactly is the case of Almanas Issa? That's the 2 days in Rashi, first day of Rashi, and then Rabbi Yosef Tov Elam, about whether we're talking about a person who has Sfek Sfeika, meaning a secondary suffik, or a real Sfek Sfeika, what we always call Sfek Sfeika. The case of Almanas Issa, Rashi's first day, is that it's a case of a suffik halal, two steps removed. What's the case? She ba bikach suffik halal. Rashi says, Kagocha zark bal imo harishon laget. A man threw his wife a get, suffik haravlo. We're not sure if she was divorced or not, because we're not sure if the get was closer to her to him, and then he died. Vamesa, now she's a suffik grusha. Suffik Almana, we don't know if he's a Gush or an Almana, and she marries a Kohen, and they have a son. So that son is a Suffik Chalal, because if the mother was a Grusha, then the kid's a Chalal, and he's a Yisrael. And if the mother was an Almana, then he's fine, he's a Kohen. So he is a Suffik Chalal. Vehei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yeshua, Almanuso, Shozeh, if that Chalal then marries someone, then that child, the child, is also a Suffik Chalal, because you don't know if his father's a Kohen or a Chalal. She Ksheira. And we assume that she is Kshira, and therefore the child would be a regular Kohen. And that is Almanas Issa, because it's mixed in Sveikas. And halacha was that with Mukbina and Achazaka, if you say Almanas Issa is Kshira, so then you give her the Cheskas Kashas. Later on, we have a different type of Almanas Issa, case of a Svek Sveika. Rabbi Yosef Tov Elam says, Isa Shaya Baila Svek Sveika. The husband himself, more of the generic Svek Sveika, a double suffix, not just secondary, once removed. Shinizgar Sheimo Mi Baila Harishon, Savikar of Lo, Savikar of Love, Ames Padosh Loja Kadashim. Right, there was a Gerishin, Savik Gerishin, but then you're not sure who the father is, because he dies within 3 months, and then she marries a Kohen within 3 months, the Yalda SSS. Savik Shehup and Tishal Harishon, Vikasher. Maybe he is a son of the first husband, and then totally kosher because they were married then. If he likes the Mugureshes, and even if she was Mugureshes, because the son was born, impregnation took place before the get, and even if it was after the get, afilu achar get v'yisro v'lo koin v'savik ben shivul achron u'benosho koinu v'ari savik chalal. So again, that's the different cases of Almanas Issa. So these are cases of issues of suffik chalal that come up here in the Gemara. So let's go back to basics. What are the halachas of a Kohen and his marriage as it is delineated in the Torah in the beginning of Parshas Emor? The Kohen cannot marry three categories of women. The Rambam says in Ilchas Yisuri B and Perek Yud Zayin, Shalosh Nashim Nasr Al Kol HaKohanim. Three women are also on all Kohanim, and a fourth is also on the Kohen Gadol. Grusha, Zona, Vachalala. Grusha is clear. A divorced woman cannot marry a Kohen. A Chalala, someone who has been emptied from Kedushas Kahuna. His parents are from an Isser Kahuna relationship, or his father is a Chalal. So any of those create Chalala, and a Kohen is allowed to marry a Chalala. A Kohen can marry a regular Yisraelis, but a Chalala, he cannot. And Zona is the third. What is a Zona? We'll see. V'al Kohen Gadol, Arba, and the Kohen Gadol has a fourth. Elu HaShalosh V'ha Almana. Echad Kohen Gadol HaMashuach V'Shem HaMishcha, O HaMeruba V'Begadim, V'Echad Kohen HaOved, O Kohen Gadol Sheminuhu V'Avar, V'Chein Kohen Mashuach Melchama. All of the Kohen Gadols that we know of, Kulan Mitzuban Alabsula V'Asurin Ba'almana. So that's the 3 plus 1. Kol Kohen Shenasa Achas Mi'Ashalosh Ashim. Any Kohen that marries any one of these women, Rambam says Nisuin, Ben Kohen Gadol, Ben Kohen Hedyot, U'Ba'al Loke. So the Rambam Shita is, like the Sefer Achinuch, for the Isser D'Araisa with Malkus, it has to be a Bia in the context of a marriage. Not just a Bia and not just a marriage. Right? Bia in the context of a marriage. V'imba aleha derech znus, enod loke mishum zona o grusha o chalala, shenemar lo yikachu. Ache yikach v'yivol. The Rambam Shita is that if there was just a Maisa Bia, biaznus, right? A Kohen goes over to a grusha and is mezana with her. He does not get the iser of Zona or Gusha or Chalala, because those are within marriage averos. That is the Rambam Shita. Av a Kohen Gadol, Shebal Almana, lo keachas. A Kohen Gadol and Almana, that's Malkus. Av a Mishlo Kiddushiva without Kiddusha, without a marriage. Shneemar, lo yichalel. It says, lo yichalel by the Kohen Gadol, kibet Shebala, Chilala, upasta, lakuna. Av a Zona, the Chalala, the Gusha, Harehain, Mechulalos, Vaomdos, Kodabilaso. They're already Mechulal, from Kahuna before the Bia, and therefore, lo yichalel cannot apply to the other three. Those are within lo yikach. Lefichach, the Rambam says, lo ke kohen gadol levado, al be'ila salmana, avo be'ishen sham kedusha charei chilula, v'hu muzar shalo yichal al kshirim, lo isha v'lo zaro. And then the Rambam gets into issues of where you would have a double. Right, Isser. Kiddush Kohen Gadol Amana Uba Ala Lokeshtayim. If the Kohen Gadol does marry an Amana and is with her, that's two Averis, right? That's Amana. Amana Bishem Lo Yikach. And then Achad Bishem Lo Yichalel. Ubei Kohen Gadol Bekohen Hadiot Shadasa Isha Min Harba Velo Baal In Aloke. And just Nisuin without Bia also, there is no Malkus. So according to the Rambam, you need both. You need both. Both for the other three, you need marriage and one needs Bia. The Rambam does mention then Chalutza. Chalutza we discussed a lot in Meseches Yevamos. Asura Lakoin Midivrei Sofrim. Bebnei Shika Grusha. Chalutza is Nisa Durabanan because Chazal treated her like a Grusha. Umakano Somakas Mardus Midivrei Hem. If it's because it's Rabbanan, fine. And then the Rambam gets into the rest of the parak. Klal gadol hu b'chalo isurim. Sheba Torah. It's a klal gadol she'ein isur chalal isur. Those, that is the general rule with three exceptions. Ein isur, one isur cannot be chal another isur, unless it's elam gein ha'yi shnei isurim bon ka'achas. One exception, basachas. Oshaya ha'isur ha'achir mosif dvar machirim al oso isur. Isur mosif. O imaya kolel dvar machirim im isur zeh. Or Isser Kolel. So, Basachas, Mosif, and Kolel, those are the exceptions. Then the Rambam gets into that here specifically, relating to all the Isurim of a Kohen. Fine. So, we spoke about Chalal, we spoke about Grusha, what about Zonah? So now we have to wait to the next paragraph of the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Yudches discusses, what is the definition of a Zonah that is Asura to the Kohen? A Halachic Zonah. V'piyashmu ala madnu. Shazonah amur batorah hi. Kol she'ena bas Yisrael. Number one, not Jewish. If a Yisrael marries someone or is with somebody who is not Jewish, so then that's different than a Kohen. So a Kohen ain't a Bas Yisrael. O Bas Yisrael she nivala la adam she asura li nasilo isra shava bakol. That's the most common one, right? Nivala la pasula. Right? If a Jewish girl has bia with a man who passels her, that would create her status of being a zona. O she nivala la chalal avobi she muteris li nasilo. Or she is nivala to a chalal. Lefichach, and the Rambam says, based on the Gemaras that we had back, I think in Yevamos, haner ba'as lebehema, avo bishi beskila lo nasi zona, velo nifsla lekuhuna, shelo nivala la'adam. Behema is excluded. Va'bal anida, also a man who was with anita does not make her into a zona. Avo bishi bekares lo nasi zona, velo nifsla lekuhuna, shereina asura li nasi lo. Or, what else is excluded? Behema nida v'chena bala pnuya afilu haisa kedesha shehifkira atzma lakol av apishi b'malkus lo nasi zona shari eina asura lo. Right, if it's not us, or if it's just a kosher man, right? This is the halacha that comes up very lamaisa. By the way, not everyone agrees to that Rambam about requiring kiddushin and isuin. Even the Raivan on the spot there, the Raivan on the spot, at the beginning of Perek Yud Zayin of Hilchos Isurei Bia. Amar Avram ein haseichel mode bazeh shrei lamdu kohen hedyo mi kohen gadol lechilul hazera v'gzira shava zona zona hilka ki hadadi ninhu beisurayu v'tous ubiado. And it's a mistake the Rama made to say that the three are different than the one. V'hituhu, what misled him? Mashara b'gemara kohen gadol ba'amana lokeshtayim achad b'shem lo yikach v'achad b'shem lo yichalel hu savar dafka kohen gadol v'lohi. Elamishum de lo misni leba coin hediot, chilul de isha, ubishalo gamar biaso, kamari de leka chilul zera. The Rama misunderstood, says the Ravid, a gamar. But the Ravid says that even without that, the Minchas Chinuch summarizes four opinions, he thinks, in the beginning of mitzvah, reish samach vav, hayotzi mizeh v'kitzer, says the Minchas Chinuch, where there are four opinions. Das ha-Rambam v'chidasa machaber, the Rambam v'chinuch say, dafka kohen gadol ba'almana, chayev v'bo'al avad. Only kohen gadol ba'almana, as we saw, is chayev just stambia, v'chim v'kidesh u ba'al chayev shtayim. and kiddush and baal are chayev too by the aman lekohen gadol aval shalosh hashem anal, but zona chalala and grusha bein kohen gadol bein kohen hedyot eino chayev bebaal levad af begamar biyaso ubekiddush baal eino chayev ela achas b'shalosh hashem anal bein kohen gadol bein kohen ubekiddush baal, right, eino chayev ela achas, and if you did both you only chayev one. Fine. The Rambam says you need that. V'das haramban de'ein chilip ein kohen gadol ben kohen hedyot hakol shavu l'amana l'kohen gadol. Everything is similar to the amana l'kohen gadol, says the Ramban. Da'ala be'ilo levar chayiv afilu b'ha'ara, even tchilas bia u'bekideshu ba'al chayiv shtayim. In every regular case of marriage and bia chayiv too, because of lo yikach and lo yichalel. V'das harava magid de be'kohen gadol chayiv v'kolan hashem v'psulo sayder shalosh hashem anal k'mo amana. A kohen gadol, his Isser of Amana Kohen Gadol is Mora and teaches about all the other ones. V'chayev Kohen Gadol bevilo v'chud malchus u'bekidei shubal chayev shtei malchias. Av Kohen Hedyot inu chayev b'shalosh hashem asuras lo bebo'al levad v'chayev b'kidei shubal inu chayev ala malchus achas. So the Magen Mishnah agrees to the Rambam by Kohen Hedyot, but Kohen Gadol, all of the Isurim are impacted by the model of Amana Kohen Gadol. Ki b'Kohen Hedyot bo shayach alav de lo yichalo. And that's our Ravid, the fourth Shita, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Magad Mishnah, and the Ravid, Kohen Gadol, Ba'almana, Model HaRambam, V'kulam Sovrim Kim, the Chayv Abilo Levad, U'Bekidei Shubal, Chayv Shtayim, even with Ha'ara, Machmas Chilul Dita, V'yefshar, Daf Degwar Biyasu, the Chayv Al-Chilul Zera, V'chulu, and it continues, the Kohen Hedyo, B'Shalosh Toshim, Ba'al Levad, Eino Chayv Klal. He talks about the Ravid Shita, Kiddushin is Lokim Mishom Lo Yikach. So the Menachas Chilit discusses that in his lengthy discussion in Mitzvah Reis Lamech Vav. So let's talk a little bit, Halacha L'maisa, about cases that come up. Again, all of these are tragic cases, but they illustrate and give us insight into various halachas that are related. But that was all part one. That's the background. So many cases that we know of halacha l'maisa, there's an unknown status of the boel. Right, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Evan Ezer, Chelik Dalet, Simon Mem, Abala Shuva wanted to know from Rav Moshe what her status is, because she had been with women, with men earlier. Rav Moshe wrote this, Pnuya Shezinsa Linyin Heter Lekoin V'chashash Kiddushin. He wrote this back on Hanukkah 1975. And he didn't write the name of the person he wrote it to, right? Kvoda Alma Tichya Bederach Yashrus Utvimus. And what's amazing is at the end of the Shuva, there's something written that I've never seen in another Shuva of Moshe. And maybe it for sure is not so common. Kinira Limi Mikhtavech At Mitzvahegis Atok Kibirot Yisrael Aksheros. It's clear, says your Moshe from your letter, that you are now a pious, observant Bas Yisrael, Lachein Ani Nizkach LaShivcha. So I have to make sure to answer your question quickly. Ki Gadol Kocha Shel Tshuva. L'Ni Kohen Im Hayazeh. Regarding, are you Muteris LaKohen? Im Hayazeh Yisrael Shehayita Shehaya Kasha Lavo Bakal Yisrael. As we just learned, if you were Nivala LaKasher Lach, right, to a Jew, not a Goy, not a Mamzer. Kvisha Mashto Mimichtav Chasha. He says Bachshava L'Schatin Imo Kshiel Wazman. You were with somebody, and you even thought maybe you'll marry him one day. And you know exactly who he is, and you know he was a Jew and he was kosher. Like a Shemitzel Lekohen, there's no problem. Avolzeu Adinim Hayelachal Chesas Kashrus. That's the only one. There was no other Chashos that we have in your background. Shemloya Cheskas Kashrus. But if you didn't really have a Cheskas Kashrus, because you might have been with other people and you were just acting at that time Kiprutza, so then it could be a little more challenging. And then the Rosh says, Ki nafal etzli ksas chshad b'machshavasi. I'm a little concerned. Shakoseves v'gam karapam. Sheyishnei edim shero osanu nichnasim l'cheda. You wrote that sometimes two people saw us going into a room. V'yad v'sheinu oskim. And they knew what we were going to do in the room. So it sounds like there was a whole chevra, says Rav Moshe. Harimash v'shayu chabur shal eza anashim v'nashim prutzos. Uprutzim shalonis vayshu zemizek klal sheruben shalonashim keilu shlo ichpas lo lios asukim asakim keilu gam im nachrim. Sounds like they weren't interested in anything and they weren't focused on who was with who and they knew everything that was going on. So you have to be careful. And I don't know. He says chash kiddushin. I don't think you have to worry about any type of marriage. Nobody was focused on that, even if there were people that were looking into what was going on. Leka lefi miftavcha. V'gam barash shekol elu shayu sham shem psulei edus barurin. They were definitely puzzled. Le'edus or he came over him be'isr nida. Aval af im hayu edim ksherim eno klum. Even if Leilim Kshirim, why? To halo ala b'daitam shulin isurim. Nobody ever thought that. V'gam lo at v'lo hu chshasho l'cha isurim. Shariatem ha'idem chashudim ala veris tiznus. V'leka chazaka dein av da oda bol bilas nus. You don't have that chazaka. Because everybody was involved in Zrus. Umuteras la'alihi nasei. B'divar ksuva, if you're a kshir l'kuhuna, they can just write a regular ksuva, Ramosha says. But then Ramosha writes at the end, im lo muvan davar mehadvarim shekasavti. If any of my tshuva is not clear to you, tov shetavoi va'azbir lach bi'oser. Come to the Lower East Side, come to my apartment, and I'll explain it to you more. V'gam b'divar tshuva hayatov shetavoi, shekasha dvaram elu lichtov b'ksav. It's hard to write some of these things in writing, so it's better for you to come to me and explain it to you in person. Wow. Never saw that in the tshuva of Ramosha. Ramosha says, you know what? If I'm not so clear, and if there's something you don't understand, come and I'll explain it. Wow. Hamavarech oscha b'chaim shel tshuva v'yir ha-shamayim, Moshe Feinstein. That's Ramosha in Simin Mem here in Chelek Dalet. If you look in Tshuvas v'Hanhagos of Rav Sternbach, Dalet Reish Pei Aleph, and then he's going to refer to an earlier one of his tshuvas. Rav Sternbach discusses a woman who was involved with men, again, in her earlier years. She's a Baal HaShuv, and the question is what her status is. My Bas Shaisa Prutza, V'yachshav Zek Kishani, Baal HaShuv, V'nisheres Bekala Kavachamura, V'nisarasim Kohen. Now she's engaged to a Kohen. And she says, I always hated non-Jews. I was with various people, but I was always hated non-Jews. They were akum ma'isla, v'to'enes bari shemei ola mozinsi imahem, v'avshe v'yosa chilonit, even when she was totally not observant, lo chashva shetznus asur, and she didn't think that being mezana was anything asur, mikol akum miyana ba'akum v'nivala rak li Yisrael. L'odibri ha-shoel, faris arsu v'omdim l'fnei nisun v'shas adchak adol ma'od, and they're about to get married. They're about to get married. So says Moshe, says Rav Sternbach, v'hine, b'university shebechutz la'aretz. This woman was in university in Chutz La'aretz. Matsui znus rachmanu l'tzlan. It's very common. Masher al-Kain, she to'enish l'nivol la'akum. When she says she wasn't nivol la'akum, even though right now she's k'shirav and emenes, it's hard to say that she only was with a non-Jew. Because after all, why wasn't she with non-Jews? Not because of any halachic reasons, but just because she... Didn't like non-Jews emotionally, but who says that that's good enough? And he says, look at what I wrote earlier. So if you look in before we continue this tshuva, Chela Gimel Simin Tuftes, he writes there also about this circumstance, Azhara Bekoin Shenosi Balas Tshuva Ufrat Bechutz La'aretz. So he says it's difficult. In Israel, Rubam Yehudim and Emenes K'shtoen is Bari. Aval Hacha the Hodis Shezinsa, and she was Mode Gamkan by Johannesburg. She Rubam Akum. They wrote this Shuv in Johannesburg. La Moli Nasal Chachila Bavari. Right, it's not enough. She Rubrov Akum La Mol Bari. For the Fishin is Barley Acharka. Gamem Eisoy Yishela Shazla Ilagam. Maybe she went to them, and therefore it's called Kavua Kamechsa Mechsa Dami. So I'm not sure. But then maybe we can trust her, because why? She said she quoted the four men that she was with. Quoted that she was with, and we asked some of them, and they admitted. And she admitted the others even without our knowing, so maybe it's Pesha Asar. And then he says, again, another huge topic, maybe the Kohanim today. What's the whole issue of regarding the double robe that we had in the Gemara? It's Mala Asu B'yuchsin. Are our Kohanim today miyuchasim, right? Ubekoinim kabdina chiyu miyuchasim. Lefisa eslenu ayom. This kohen ain lo shum ksav yichus that she's engaged to. Rakuna kuna so mikoach chazaka. And only that, his grandparents were mechalei Shabbos. Lo ichpas lo mahati mikoach bari vechazaka dafka bismanam when they were miyuchasim. So then there's a maila. Aval ata kshe mishpacha kama doros mechalei Shabbos befarhesia. Ratzlo mishlo hikpido yichusam. Veinu ala kohen chazaka v'lo miyuchas. And maybe we can be mako in that regard, at least b'di'eved in a shas hadchak situation, right? Maybe again, this is a big topic. The Magen Avraham writes in Simon Reish Aleph. Maybe that's why we're not so makbar about giving them a covet today. The Mishal Malach wonders maybe we should, because the Soi Daraisa L'Chumra definitely be machmer l'chadchila, a big a big topic. But Lamaskana, he did not want to be matir with the Chosan Agos because of this issue about you don't know in the Chutzlar at secular universities. Again, here back to the other Simon in Reish Pei Aleph. Again, he says it's hard to believe her since at the time she wasn't halachic and you need a rov. Unless, he says, maybe the other way, maybe you could look into the Kohen's family, look at the Kohen's lineage, maybe the Kohen's mother, maybe she was Nivelo Lapasola, and that's not a problem, he's not even a Kohen. And then he gets into a fascinating Shiloh, would the mother be believed to say she was Nivelo Lapasola, and not the Mesamats of Russia? But she's doing it for a good reason, to help her daughter marry whoever she wants. So that's the Shiloh that is discussed. Rav Eliyashiv and a couple of Chuvas in Aleph Chavdal and Aleph Kuf Mem Zayin, is note a little more lakula to believe her in certain cases when she says that she wasn't Nivala Lanachri, also in terms of she has a migu, because maybe women, some women don't even have psulim bismanazeh, because with certain pads and with certain realities, they don't have the blood like they had in the days of old. So he is more note lahakel in certain cases. Okay, we will stop here.